Item 14, PR 2021-5863, sketch plat 2021-99 for Mary and Julieta Chavez at 3506 12th Street Northwest and represented by ARC and Plan Land Use Consultants. And is someone here? Yes.
Sure. This is Derek. Oh,
there you are.
There's so many of us in here, right?
There's not many left, but I guess I still couldn't find you for some reason. Okay, thanks for your patience, Mr. Archuleta. We've had a long DRB, but yes. We've still got energy. So let's talk about your application here and give us a little overview.
Madam Chair, as the closing act for today's meeting, this is a request for a interior lot line adjustment. The property owner would like to relocate the interior lot that goes from east to west to north to south. The intention is to eliminate the narrowness typical of MRGCD tracks. So we're here to get sketch plat comments in this effort. Thank you.
Okay, here they come, Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Good afternoon, Derek. The parcel has an existing water and sewer account, and I think the primary thing they're looking for is to make sure that the separation does not generate a sharing of that service. It appears like there's a garage or some other structure on the rear of the building. If that if that building has any type of water or sewer, you would need to generate a separate tap and a separate account for that lot. Just general comments, there are public mains in both 12th Street and McMullen that are available for tapping. We are not going to require an availability statement for this replatting action. You're within our service area. There's no pro rata owed. And so I think the key thing is just that service. We do ask when you come for your replat that your surveyor locate the existing services as far as the meter and approximately where the sewer exits the property. And that way we can make sure that there's no easements needed. And then making sure that the new eastern lot is not having any connections to the water service that's, I guess, on the proposed western lot. So that's where we're at. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Okay, thank you.
Code enforcement.
Hello, Derek. This site's within an area consistency. The minimum lot size is 0.18, and the maximum allowed is 0.30. Both the new proposed lots fall within that range. However, the concern of having that north lot split is that accessory building will now be the primary use, which would not be allowed under the IDO. I'm not sure what your plans are with that. Just wanted to make you aware.
Madam Chair, Vince, my understanding is those accessory buildings will be removed as part of this action.
Okay, those are my only comments.
Okay. Thank you.
Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Sonnenfeld with Parks and Rec. We have no comments for this case.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armhill, Hydrology. Please provide either a drainage flow diagram showing flows contained within the new lot configuration or a cross lot drainage easement with maintenance responsibilities and beneficiaries called out. Please note, an approved grading drainage plan will be required if future development meets any of the following conditions: 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
Okay, thanks, Ernest.
Transportation.
Good afternoon, Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Please provide existing right-of-way width for McMullen Avenue. This shall match DPN standards for right-of-way width of the local street. And of course, sidewalk is required along the development per the ordinance. The radius shall be provided for the 12th Street McMullen intersection. Ensure that public sidewalk and site distance are used to determine right-of-way limits. Any private features shall be relocated outside of the dedicated right-of-way. 12th Street is a minor arterial. Provide an existing roadway cross-section showing existing right-of-way lane widths and sidewalk width. Roadway shall match minimum criteria for the width of the minor arterial and sidewalk would be required to be at least 6 feet. All public roadway infrastructure shall be placed onto an infrastructure list. if the intent is to request a full sidewalk waiver along McMullen, that would require a separate DRB action with neighborhood notification. Any requested width waiver with pertaining to the right-of-way requires a justification letter to the DRB that is submitted as part of the next application. This is administrative and does not require neighborhood notification.
Okay, thank you, Jean.
All right, Chance, planning.
This is Maggie Gold. So again, standard planning comments. Utility signatures are required. We recommend that you obtain these prior to DRB submittal. And then those signatures are required prior to routing for the DRB. See code enforcement comments for contextual standards. And I believe we just discussed that those buildings would be removed. So the setback comment is no longer relevant. And that's it.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Archuleta, for spending your day with us, or at least your computer. You're not done, sir. Mr. Biazar.
I wanted to double check on the entrances that are already on the property. I noticed that there might be one on Mike Mullen that might be too close to the intersection. So I noticed like there's one on 12th Street that kind of loops back into McMillan. So if you want to take a look at that.
Okay.
And any unused driveway needs to be removed.
Okay. Madam Chair, Mr. Biazar. Yeah, you're correct. They have like a little half circle drive that starts at 12th comes out on McMillan. So we'll revisit that.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you.
All right. Go find someone new to share your day with. Okay. Our next item are the action sheet minutes of August 11th. Is there a motion to approve?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Mr. Merkel, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Vincent Montano, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Bill Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to approve the action sheet minutes of August 11th, 2021. And Mr. Rodenbeck, I don't think we have a single thing we can sign after, 5 hours.
It's Jay Rodenbeck, that is correct.
Not that that's how we measure success, but it just hurts a little. Okay, so there are no cases to sign. We are adjourned 2:03 p.m.